Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Red. What? Okay, listeners, you'd be so proud of us.
A fly. Okay.
What's happened is...
Tim's not here today. We've done all the admin ourselves.
We had to unlock the sheds. We had to get into the house. We had to avoid the dog.
We had to find a memory card.
A micro SD.
So it's micro.
It's tiny. It was a little needle in a haystack.
The energy was very much that of doing an escape room.
Yeah, it was.
Then we had to get the console working that does the recording. There's a fly in the room. It flew into my face just then.
That's crazy.
That's why we went, a fly! And then I've been twisting these knobs here, and now the headphones sound crazy.
Those are knobs on the podcast board. Do yours sound crazy? Mine sound beautiful, right?
Really?
Actually. Yeah.
Okay, I'm just going to stop. I wonder if twisting that does something to the... I'm not going to touch it anymore.
We so almost recorded this podcast with A, the micro SD round the wrong way, and B, my microphone completely unplugged. MTV unplugged. The Male Gaze MTV unplugged.
But we literally solved it all.
We did. And I am so proud of us.
I feel like we've really accomplished something.
Yeah. And also we pressed record and started the pod right away. And ordinarily we have a conversation about things which absolutely cannot be broadcast, but into microphones. Hopefully this all pays off and you are hearing this right now and it's not a conversation.
This will be the lost, these will be like the forgotten
tapes.
The lost tapes. What is that in referred to?
Didn't they lose a bunch of tapes of Disney films, maybe? No, something like that.
Do you have a Disney Plus account?
Nah.
What's on it?
All the Marvel films, all of Star Wars.
Skip Eddie Dude.
All of The Simpsons.
Oh,
that's pretty good.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, and it's quite cheap as well.
How much is that?
I think it's about $7.
Oh.
And I am paid to promote it. Anyway, should we play the theme song,
Theme song.
I'm sorry, Mom. It's not a phase.
And ahoy there.
And welcome aboard to this episode of The Male Gaze. I put my phone out because I was going to open the dock because I set up the dock this week.
He did. I had to.
I was like, let me carry some of the load
and
for you.
And you really did a gorgeous job. I looked through and I was like, perfect. I was like, tick, tick, tick.
Yeah, this is stock standard. And I even started doing titles and stuff.
Yeah, gorgeous.
I thought it was a really nice dock.
Yeah, I'm really proud of you, man.
How's your week going?
Good. Today was my one day off, and then I accepted you heard it here first, corporate job.
Oh my God, I love that.
I had to serve two looks. I was emceeing a conference, and so first was kind of like business cash, because that was the vibe. And then at the end of the day, there was an award ceremony, so I had to put a suit on, but also keep it very tight.
So crazy that was it the same people?
What do you mean? Yes.
So they saw you change outfits, but they hadn't?
Yeah, pretty much.
That's crazy.
Yeah, but it just, added a bit of a vibe.
Did you make a joke about wardrobe change?
Yeah, I did. I did a little spin. I tried to get an applause going and about eight people clapped.
Oh, that's nice. That's worth it.
Definitely one of those performance opportunities where you're performing for a bunch of your peers and seniors and everyone kind of knows you and the lights are all up. You know, so I just said a couple of things that made people laugh.
This money's in your account now, so that's fine.
Absolutely not. It'll be months. Knowing my agent, and we know they don't listen now. They don't listen to the podcast. I don't know if they know if I'm still alive, but I'll expect that in my account in 2022.
They take so long to pay us.
Imagine if I got dropped if they listened to this podcast.
I would. Love it.
It'd be so good.
I'd represent you.
Yeah, thanks, man.
Would you be a good agent, do you reckon? I don't know if I'd be. I think I play hardball sometimes, though.
No, yeah, but I don't like to network. There was just a bit of networking going on. That's what I left to do this podcast.
You're like,
and I was
I
like,
can't do this.
I simply can't.
I'm going to go to the TV awards.
Oh, congrats.
But I'm going to miss like the red carpets and stuff because I'm also, you heard it here first, going to be a panelist on the project.
Oh.
Like a host, none less.
Were you kidding me, Chris?
I'm going to do the news.
That's incredible.
I can't wait.
Everything's happening for you.
It's really, on the same day, we'll race from the project where I've literally been delivering the news.
Yes.
To go to the TV awards.
You're going to be sorry I was late for the TV awards. I was actually making television.
Someone, I don't know, has to tell the news.
I actually never stop. Oh, it's amazing. Is there a particular reason you're doing it? Or the,
no.
Like, we want
They're
you.
Like, you're the full host.
That's
and I was
so
like,
beautiful.
Host with the most. Can't wait.
What are you going to wear?
Thank you for asking. I have absolutely no idea. I went into Showroom 22 today, which, oh my God, dragged if they're listening. But there was like, they're like, I feel like when women dress for award ceremonies, it's like, here's the gowns, here's the looks, here's everything you want. This thing does fireworks, this thing spins around, this thing's all leather, this thing's all lace. And then when it's like guys, it's like, oh, we have some suits. They are a size 22. And we have handkerchief squares. And you're like, I don't want any of that. You know, I was gutted. So
that
I don't know
sucks.
What I'm going to do.
What? Do you know, do you understand suit size? You know when you go for an audition and they tell you to put your suit size on
like...
It's like
a 40-something. I'm like, what? When did we get into the... When did I get into my 40s?
Also, how can a number sum up my shoulders, waist, hips, leg length,
legs,
arm
heels,
length?
Teeth, tooth. What's that?
Todd Recall song.
Shoulders, heels, hips, waist.
I thought he's a bad guy.
Yeah, he is.
Yeah.
He doesn't pay his dancers, essentially.
That's
to be
what
a main
I've heard.
Issue. Yeah.
Yeah, and some even naughtier stuff.
Really?
Yes, that's what I read
drag
a Twitter thread about
it.
And
drag
a real drag Todrick. But honestly, I also think that song goes off.
But also, I don't like Todrick in terms of, I've never liked, we've always joked about his aesthetic of being like, I'm a Disney queen. And I'm just like, why let the Disney dream go? Disney says it's for kids.
Wow. The amount of people who've just turned this off.
Like with their handbrake.
They've crashed the car. They crashed the car into a tree.
Why did you crash? Because Chris did that. Disney's is for kids. Honestly, though.
It is true because they're trying to reboot these movies to make them adult, also for adults. And you know what? They all fucking suck. The Lion King remake was appalling. It's all bad
it's
news.
All shit. It's all shit.
Just watch stuff for adults like porn.
The remakes. I wonder if they'll ever make remake
reboot of porn,
like of the timeless classic. I feel like the only famous porn, which is a straight porn, is Pirates.
What about Deep Throat?
Well, never heard of it.
Okay, so there's a doco about it. It's
really.
It was, I don't know why it's so famous, but I think maybe it's the first time Deep Throat had been seen on like Deep Throating.
Oh.
Had been seen on a like a mainstream pornographic film, and I feel like the actress's name is Linda. There's a documentary about her.
I wonder if there's any kind of climate change porn that's happening.
I hope so.
Because it's a pressing
cool
issue.
Yeah.
It's like, this was made on an entirely paperless set.
I mean, porn seems pretty eco-friendly anyway.
Do you reckon?
Yeah.
I wonder what the ecological footprint of pornography is.
What's the most eco-friendly way to clean up cum, do you reckon? Because towel,
I mean,
it's got to go in the wash. Toilet paper, you're using paper.
Beeswax paper.
Beeswax. don't touch that. So my beeswax cum ring.
It's like, it doesn't need to be beeswax. Why is it beeswax? Because it's environmentally friendly. For wrapping your...
Imagine. You just try and wipe it and it would just smush it.
I wonder about that. I mean, Connie's don't biodegrade, surely. Joey's, rubbers, whatever you want to call them.
Yeah. When I was a teenager,
I mean, they're
I used
important,
to,
but...
fuck. Sometimes I start a sentence, I'm like, do I want to finish this? But sometimes when I would have a masturbation event.
Yes.
I would try and just aim for the toilet. Like,
yeah.
Get it in the toilet right away.
Yeah.
Clean up stuff.
That is definitely... Jack right off into the toilet is absolutely the most environmentally friendly way to do it. Though you're wasting water.
Well, you don't even...
Jack off in the garden.
Well... Yeah, jack off in the garden. Jack off into the worm farm. They'll probably eat it.
They'd love it. I wonder why.
High in protein. High in protein.
It'd be great for the soil.
Yeah.
Are you ready for this fact of the gay?
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, you've got one. Oh, no, I've written also this. I've written two.
Oh, yeah.
Well, basically, no. I mean, this is like, to call it a fact of the gay is like very tongue-in-cheek because I literally stole this off Express like an hour ago.
Wow. amazing.
But there was this article that was basically like, gays, come out to your doctors. And I was like, that got me. I was like, what's this all about? Okay. So I clicked on there, like, and basically it's talking about, well, the stigma around using PrEP. And even though there's so many, like, research that's gone into it and how, like, effective and great it is, there's a lot of, like, there's still, like, an issue around. When that, like, I think it was, like, 80% of people that they had talked to, gay, bisexual men who are having sex with men, who, like...
MSM.
Messenger.
Yeah.
They...
That'd be a great app. So why hasn't someone done that yet?
Yeah, that's beautiful.
Yeah.
That, like, 80% of people are aware of it.
Oh, that's good.
But then it's, like, the amount of people that are actually using it or something kind of drops off. But by the end of June this year, 2,423 New Zealanders have tried it. And 1,238 have picked up a prescription in the last 90 days. So that's, like,
oh, that's
pretty
great.
Cool. But then the issue is around, like, people feeling comfortable about talking to their doctor about their sexuality.
Yeah.
To engage that and begin that conversation.
I used to have this old jolly man who was my GP. Patrick, I think, was his name. He had kind of curly hair.
Gorgeous.
And he asked me right away, I think it's in my work, and he was like, because I can't remember.
How old were you?
I was recent, because I barely ever go to the doctor. Almost never. So this was just after I'd started dating Sam, so we both got STI checks. It was like a month in, maybe.
It's such a beautiful time in any
relationship.
We're good to go, baby.
Yes. throw those rubbers out. Don't throw them out. Donate them. That's more eco-friendly.
Put them in a worm farm.
Anyway, you know, I was like, I haven't had a STI check in a while.
You keep saying SGI?
STI.
GI. You saying TI?
TI, yeah.
You sound like you're saying SGI.
I'm saying TI, like the rapper.
Say it again.
STI.
Now you've really emphasized the T. Say it relaxed.
STI.
Okay, maybe I just heard it wrong.
SGI Jane.
I'm like, do you think it's an SGI? Anyway.
Well, anyway, when I asked him for I was like, I'd love a sexual health check. Well, I was also getting a blood test for something else. And then he was like, and who are you having sex with? Like,
that's a good way of asking.
And then, who are you having sex with? Well, Greg.
Do we have time?
but then he retired, simply months after, sent me a beautiful letter to announce his retirement.
Pen and paper?
And then I've been passed over to this passed over to Comic Sans.
Really?
Yes.
That's embarrassing.
And then I've been passed over to this very quiet Russian woman who truly whispers absolutely everything. I've been in once to get my finasteride. That's right. I am naturally bald, but I'm avoiding it. Renews. And even then I was like, I don't want to ever do this again.
Wow. Well, here's the thing. So
I don't want to tell her, you know. I don't want to talk about it.
Well, a trick of Barry when we can only consider that only 50% of gay men are out to their GPs. It was according to this Express article.
Wow.
Which kind of surprised me. So it says, the New Zealand AIDS Foundation Chief Executive Dr. Jason Myers pointed out that in a recent NZAF survey of gay, bisexual and other men who have sex with men, MSM, in New Zealand, found that 17% reported using PrEP in the previous 6 months and over 80% knew that PrEP what PrEP was. So we know that more people understand the role of PrEP now, but one of the biggest barriers is that people are worried about needing to talk to their doctor about it.
True.
But then this article goes into, like, talking about how maybe it is the doctor's role to, like, kind of open up that discussion in a way that's, like, the language that they should use shouldn't be, like, heteronormative. Say, like, you know, just presume that you're having sex with a woman, or be like, and never presume, like, the gender of any partner, or that it's just one partner, or, you know? I was like, what a tricky world for these doctors to be navigating.
I kind of am astonished that only 2,400 people in New Zealand are on PrEP. I'm like, sure.
How many?
More.
How many gay,
gays
bisexual
are in New Zealand? Yeah, how many
MSM are in this goddamn country? 5 mil-ish.
Well, because it's beyond
10%.
Right, I mean, you can take PrEP if you're not a man as well, right? Because you could be having sex with someone else who's had sex with men, mm-hmm. or, you know.
You think that number would be higher. But then again, it's like 50%, right, are not willing to engage and have that conversation with their doctor.
Maybe just in your Greylin bubble as well, you think, everyone's on PrEP. Mum's on PrEP.
Everyone loves Red Peak and everyone's on PrEP.
Yeah.
have you seen that new ending HIV campaign about, like, brushing your teeth?
Yeah, it pops up all the time.
I think it's so effective.
It's really good.
I really like it.
Yeah, I like it too.
And I've seen it around quite a bit now. I'm like, good on them. What a great campaign.
Who's Mr. Gay and Zed this year?
Is it?
It's Nick Francis, I think his name, maybe. Yeah.
I wonder how Mac Fistinich is going after all that. Do you remember when all those Troy Sivan stands
came
after
him?
Came for him. Yikes. There's like certain celebrities in whose stands you don't want to mess with.
Any pop star under 30.
Do you reckon?
But even then, like a Britney stan, if you had Britney stans coming for you.
I think they kind of get it because Britney is like a loose cannon.
Yeah, yeah. Troy, people are like, come on.
I know.
When I used to host music television, there were these hardcore Selena Gomez fans. Oh, it was crazy. And they would write in every single day and be like, Eli, why haven't you played Selena Gomez yet? I know you're seeing these messages. Play Selena Gomez. It was crazy. And back then, she barely had a fucking hit as well. She didn't have any of the
School of Rock. Oh, no, that's Demi Lovato.
What one was she? She was Wizards of Waverly Place. That was a TV show. And then she was something else.
Yeah.
She had that one, I love you like a love song, baby.
I had an interview with someone in an office, and they had a TV in their office.
Mm-hmm.
And behind them, they were playing like TV, and it was the music video of Selena Gomez, Can't Keep My Hands to Myself.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And that video, it's like so, I could not focus on the person that I was talking to because that really steamy video. But then also, she's got like a very blunt fringe and very straight hair. And it's like, I was like, man, that song was a long time ago. Because I feel like it's like
true.
Volume now. It's like every pop star has like hair that's just like blowing in the wind and it's like 10 meters wide.
You know what's crazy? The dentist I go to. Yes. So, you know the dentist.
Where do you go?
Lumino Dominion Road.
Same.
I'm getting my Invisalign on. Maybe in the next week.
Are you excited?
Yeah.
I was supposed to go and get a dentist checkup and then skipped it because I was vomiting and shitting at the same time.
Congrats.
But I was like, the idea of her putting her hands down my mouth and me like, spewing would just be
dentist.
Like...
And they're lovely dentists there.
They're lovely.
But what's crazy is that even in that one place, some dentists have a TV on their roof and others go unplugged, which is so weird when you go to one and then you get to watch the Edge TV for a little bit. Does it still?
I think it still exists.
And then my previous dentist... P.S. Side note, I actually left because I went once and I leaned back and then it was Shine. It was the Christian channel. And I was like, I absolutely cannot do that.
Oh, I love that. Who is the dentist? Dragon.
His name is, unbelievably, Michael Shea Dental. It's in Royal Oak. It's Mike Shea. Which is also the name of the co-host of Weekend Update on SNL.
Yeah.
And I had someone else, and I didn't realize he wasn't Michael Shea. I thought he was Michael Shea the whole time, and then eventually I got moved on to Mike Shea.
Wow,
himself. And he was the one who was playing Shine, and I was like, absolutely not. I can't. I'm not going to have you indoctrinate me into Christianity.
While you also fill the gaps in my teeth.
Yeah. But, side note here as well, I really like going to the dentist.
I love going to the dentist.
I love the mystery tools. I love it. Like, you're lying back, your mouth's open, I've got no idea what anything's doing.
The one that's like the main one they use, I think that's mainly vibrations.
No, isn't it blowing cold air?
No, that's a... I only know them by their sounds.
And then there's that polisher one.
The polish is crazy, right, at the dentist?
Yes.
It's sort of orangey and so gritty.
Yeah.
There's nothing grittier than the toothpaste at the dentist.
The scrape. I kind of like the scrape. I'm like, get in there.
I love to spit in that tiny little bowl at the end. That's my favorite.
I love that, but I hate it when you're numb and then they're like, rinse your mouth out, and then you try and do it and you're just like,
ha-ha, loser.
In. Yeah. And that's what they say at Lumino. They're like, fuck you, you fucking loser.
It's been quite a big week in gay news this week, I feel like. There's been a lot. It's sort of like, it feels a little old school.
It does.
It feels a little 2018. It
feels like we're fighting for marriage equality.
Yeah. It's like whenever Israel Folau's back in the news, like my eyes can't help but roll. And I feel like you hear like morning radio presenters talk about it because it's like a talkable story.
Mm.
But then I'm like, I feel like so much of our community is like, we just really can't be funked talking about it.
Here's what's crazy. I thought that, so the sermon leaked this week, if you didn't see it, where Israel Folau said that the bushfires in Australia are because of same-sex marriage and abortion.
Imagine if it was a gay man that had like...
Leaked it out.
Leaked, started a fire, and then was like, he's like, well, it's sort of right, but...
But then it wasn't actually leaked. It was that church just put it up. So... That's what annoys me, is that all these media organizations just picked up on that church's post.
Yeah. So they've been looking for it as well.
Yeah.
I know they are baiting the story, and sometimes I feel like that's more harmful. Because I was like, what's this? I'm always like, oh, Israel Folau, like, I'll get a little sassy tweet in there, you know?
Yeah.
But then I'm like, it's almost like it does more damage than good at this point. Because it's like, I mean, I guess his words still affect, like, people who idolize him. You know, like sporting fans. Like, I'm so far removed from, like, Australian sport.
Yeah.
It's a real leap for me. I didn't know who he was until he told me that I was going to hell.
But he is married to Maria Folau, one of our most famous netballers.
True.
And that's, I always think about that because I'm like, I wonder if I was like, I don't know, in a situation where I was, you know, before he got super anti-gay, she came on John Owen once when I was working and they did a challenge where they, you know, put some netballs and hoops with Maria Folau. It's really good. And she was there the whole time. And then I keep flashing back to that moment. I'm like, I wonder if I could keep calm and not bring it up if I saw her.
I would just be like, she's not coming on the show.
Yeah.
And that's the power of the male gaze.
Of the male gaze.
So we say no to women who don't like gay men.
No to women of colour.
You not being represented on TV, not on the show.
I think I'd love to. I actually would be like, just like work. I'm imagining we're on set for something, a full day, and then just at the end of the day, I just drop it down. I'm like, your husband's a bigot. Have a great night.
See ya. My brother once, my older straight brother, famously not like me at all, was like, man, I wish I could just have like a one-on-one with Brian Tamaki, like, because there's just some stuff I'd love to say to him. And I was like, that's so cute. That's like, it's so the sweetest thing he's ever said to me. It was
that's
like,
really
he's like, I really just want to have like a good old yarn with him and just be like, mate, what's up? And I was like, you're a legend. I love it so much. But there's like, that was in the news, which was like, obviously felt like very old school, really, because I felt like we were just joking about Israel Folau a lot back in the day. But there was something else as well.
Yeah, there is something big, and I've also forgotten what it was.
Here we go. Okay, so Cruise, the gay bar.
Oh, that's what we got to fucking talk about.
Which I always like to call, which I've now decided to call Cruz, because that's how it's spelled.
That's so good. Cruz. And Cruz is crusty.
Crusty.
And we've come through it before, and sometimes I felt guilty because I'm like,
I did too, but then
Christchurch has such a small gay scene, you know, and you want to big up, but they can fucking eat it.
They can eat
Cruz
it.
Cruz can eat it.
Not the Christchurch gay, like, queer scene,
there's
but
plenty
just
of awesome queers in Christchurch.
Fucking bar sucks.
It can.
Here's the thing. We had a bad night the night we went there. Like, before the sign that they put up on their Facebook,
we paid $15 to get in.
Which is
paid
crazy.
$80 for like six shots.
We
and
gave,
then, and
we
then
gave
dust,
that bar so much money. And there was no one in there. They were assholes to us. They were so rude.
The music was so bad.
Everything sounded like a track, but you honestly, like, it wouldn't pick up on your Shazam.
Here's what's crazy. I'm like, if you want to open a bar so that you can DJ it yourself, and I think it is one of the owners that DJs.
Yes.
I'm like, but surely the reason you want to DJ is because you want the vibe of, like, getting the party going, and when is it, and that has obviously never happened for you, because I've been there and no one enjoys your crummy music.
So they posted this really, they posted a photo on their Facebook of a sign that was, like, out on their street, which was
the fly is
Cruz. that was like, I kind of didn't understand
it
the
was,
sign.
The thing was, the joke wasn't even that clear. The
no.
joke, and jokes I'm doing inverted.
He didn't, but now he is.
Yeah, it was an attempt at a joke,
but it's resting in transphobia, right?
Yes, absolutely.
That's the it's around their whole bloody, like, gender identity, genitals, all that nonsense. And
feminism, it's just, 2020, ugh, get fucked.
That fly, honestly, is coming for me.
It's crazy. Feminism 2020, by the way, is a transphobic TERF conference. I'm not against, you know, feminism.
We'll get onto that in a second as well. But, so they posted that up, and it was basically just, I don't know what. Honestly, the joke wasn't clear. It was bad joke.
By the way, our bar men don't have vaginas. They're bar men. And then Frankie's on the door.
It was something.
There's a little tag at the end about some
fuckwit called Frankie. With this great joke. And then everyone was just like, this sucks. And then the owner was like replying to every single comment, which I always just like is a strong sign that you've got nothing going on.
Yeah.
Like, and this is just, like, awful kind of bullying and kind of gross behavior.
And surely Are they just, is he just, does he just own it outright and he's never going to give it up and so, like, he doesn't care? Is that kind of the vibe?
Well, I think, because here's the thing with that bar, in my opinion, is it's like, well, so Cruz has apparently been around for a long time as like an institution.
I went to it once pre-Quake. First right. gay bar I ever went to.
Wow.
Had kind of, the original version had kind of like a New York lofty vibe. It was in the Litchfield Lanes, lots of brick walls. And
right.
And in my mind, I see plants there, but maybe that's just me with a 2019 lens on it.
And obviously, I think the owners are gay. And so, like, for them, it's like they're providing a space in their mind for cis gay men to...
Yeah, and Hadassah, who wrote the piece for the spinoff, safe. Had a really good point about, like, the you can kind of... Not that you agree with their points, but they maybe... Sometimes there's, like, the older generation of gay men who've been through, like, the AIDS crisis.
Totally.
Who've been through lots of fights where they're, like... you know,
and a lot of marginalization, you know, we're and a lot of stigma around living with AIDS and living yeah. with HIV and that AIDS crisis. And it's like, on the one hand, I can understand, but then I'm like, I can't understand the logic of them being so close-minded as to like not accept the wider community in the way that like you wish that you were welcome into the broader idea of society, and that you're to be so closed off and sort of so mean and sort of cold. It's sort of like what is the cynical, I guess, in a way that it's like kind of weird and sort of shocking.
I don't know if you've ever seen a little film starring Hayley Joel Osment, Pay It Forward.
Beautiful reference. Thank you for bringing it back. And I don't know if you've seen a little film by Hayley Joel Osment called The Sixth Sense.
But it's just
unrelated, but a great flick.
You know what? When you've like fought for rights and then you've got the rights to think like, well, now the fight's over and I'll just keep into my own kind.
But
like,
this is that same thing about Louisa Wall was talking about when we were chatting to her about marriage equality.
Yeah.
And then she was saying that there was still a wide section of our community who were like, didn't want marriage equality because they fought so hard for civil unions. And like, so... In that mind, they had like a line in the sand in terms of what they wanted to achieve. They couldn't they didn't like understand the idea of like the fight could continue for others, like or to see how far you could keep pushing that. And so, I mean, it's all of it is like feels redundant because the bar sucks. Like just on a general like fundamental level, it's like it's not even worth debating.
It's not even fun.
If Cruz is worth it or not, because it's like it's not worth it. The bar sucks, but. Then it's also like, I guess it frustrates me that idea of like sticking up rainbow flags in your windows and like labeling, like having drag queens in your photos of like the four times that you've ever hired them at your bar or whatever, but they're not really like understanding. I mean, and I feel weird about being like probably, I'm guessing, younger than the person who owns the bar.
Yeah.
But to be like, it seems weird that you want to like, run with that and like love that idea of like pride, but yet you fundamentally won't engage with the idea of being inclusive.
Yeah, especially when so much of the battle for gay rights is like resting on the shoulders of like trans women and
surely you could understand that you're like maybe as a gay man you're not feeling a lot of stigma in the world at the moment, and that's because in some capacity, you know, you are accepted, and that maybe you could use your platform and your privilege and your bar to be like, oh, I could provide the space for others that wasn't there for me when I needed the space.
I could maybe, Hayley Joel Osment, pay it forward.
Pay it forward. Had the sixth sense. And make my bar more inclusive. So I don't know. It's like, I feel sorry for the queers of Christchurch, because I remember reaching out to someone on Twitter who was talking to me about it, and I said, where do you go? Like, what's your option? And they were like, well, C1, you know, like the cafe. It's like, oh, it's really frustrating, I imagine.
We want to put on a queer night in Christchurch.
That's what we were umming and ahhing about.
We're coming down.
Oh my god,
oh my god, did I just unleash? Did I just unleash that information?
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Listen, we've got a live record date. We can't confirm when. We can't confirm how.
We can't confirm where. We can't confirm who's in it.
But we're coming to Christchurch to do a live record of the Male Gaze. And we're like, it's hard because I don't want to commit because I also just go like, we're so like lazy. Like,
I know, but let's commit.
But we should commit. So we should say here, we want to like host some kind of queer night in Christchurch somewhere.
If you can make it happen, get in for us.
No, but we'll obviously pour our love and support into this idea as well, because I think it's a good idea.
Yeah.
And it could be a lot of, I think it would just be more than anything, really fun.
I think it'd be really fun. There'd be great music.
We can guarantee there'll be good music.
I had such a lovely time in Christchurch last weekend. Oh my gosh. The river is the strip.
The strip. I know. This is the amazing thing about Christchurch.
What's happened?
So the strip was like an area of Christchurch where basically you'd go to have like one drink and get punched in the face.
From one phone bar to a phone party.
I never went to a phone party. But I remember talking to my brother about them. I was like, what is the vibe? And he's like, there's foam up to your waist. And I was like, yeah, a little bit scared about that.
And hiding in their foam is vomit and unconscious people.
Fuck. But now it's been like renovated, and it's
hot to trot. It's the food gorgeous. Place is delicious. I got some delicious kombucha from a little little kombucha.
I haven't given you my kombucha yet.
I'm like, I really want to. I'm gonna make it happen.
I will.
And then I went through the walk into the park, like in the little squarey bit by the...
Did you go into the Riverside Market?
Awesome. Yeah, that's what I was saying. And I had Shaka Bros burgers. Yum.
Have you know how crazy is like the design of that farmer's market is? Like there's like old mannequins and windows and stuff. Like you've got to look for it, but there's a bit of like... It's a little bit of like a theme park.
Oh, really?
And an old clock that doesn't work. And I was like, oh, they've gone for a theme, which I think is kooky.
Cool.
And the theme is like... The peasant's market. Like, it's sort of weird.
The peasant's market.
But I kind of love it. It was like, get your fresh loaves. And someone's like, I'm selling Turkish delight. And it's just like, it was a real whirlwind of a vibe.
I loved it.
Yeah.
I love the vibe in Christchurch.
It's good at the moment.
It's electric.
It's electric. Despite Cruz, it's electric.
Electric down there.
So, yes, also that, again, on this whole week of, like, queer news, that Feminism 2020 event happened.
Oh, and I just happened to tune into News Hub, The Nation, to see the Canadian woman who I think was leading the talk.
Did you watch that? Oh, you did watch
I watched some of it, and then I just had to turn it off. And then I talked to our friend H, and they said, they invited people on to respond, and no one wanted to do it.
Yeah.
They were like, it's just not worth it. Like,
no, and there's that thing again of like that Israel Folau debate of like, do you engage, try and pull it down? Do you, or do you like kind of suffocate this whole thing?
You know what's crazy? This is like subculture. So I then went on to the Facebook post where they posted the video. And you know how, for instance, the fans of The Joker, you know how like movie fans, like,
oh my God,
nerdy guys.
They are my favorite type of person. Yeah.
Well, they'll go on and they'll do things. Like one thing that happened was fans of The Joker were purposefully giving hustlers 1-star reviews on IMDb. Like if you go through,
that is
it's
disgusting.
Got all these 1-star reviews, and then you click through its accounts that have just been made today because it was getting better reviews than The Joker. And then the feminism people, the TERFs, have the same attitude. If you go onto that post, there's all these comments, and then you just like look through, and they're all like personal friends of that woman who was on. It's so, and the, oh, she's
just
so
seen all our love,
so gross,
to our transgender and non-binary friends who have just had like the shittest week, and especially because it's Transgender Awareness Week, and to have that going on. And I'm also like, what the fuck, David Seymour? You know,
what the fuck
are you doing?
Yeah.
Absolutely get out of the way.
I know.
It's obviously this his big kind of like free speech fucking, you know, campaign or whatever, but it's damaging, hurtful hate speech is all it is. It's trying to tear down other beautiful, wonderful people, and it's such a shame as well. For it to happen in like a parliament building as well, it's just like another level of validation for that kind of event that I just think is like really disrespectful.
Yeah, the event, if you're not aware, it got kicked out of Massey University, and then David Seymour picked up, brought it into parliament.
It's like, I'll pick you up and I'll help you out. So that happened as well.
Fuck
it's just like a weird sort of week, I reckon.
Crazy
Mercury is in retrograde. So maybe that has to go with it.
Yes, I have seen some people talking about that. And what does that mean? We all got crazy.
I don't really know what it means.
Yeah.
But people like to blame everything on it.
Yeah.
The other big thing was like, well, it wasn't a big thing, but it was an interesting thing for me because I was kind of like keeping an eye on it, was Harry Styles on SNL.
Haven't watched it.
I haven't really watched it either. I've only watched like clips. But there's this one clip that he does about like a, he's like a, the social media manager for Sara Lee Bread.
Yes, and this is written by Bowen Yang and Julio Torres, I believe.
Who are openly gay writers for SNL. And his, so he's like the, he has the account for Sara Lee on his Instagram or his Twitter or whatever. But he also accidentally messages that on the brand page, like his personal messages.
Yeah.
Because they're all linked. And they're all like very horny gay tweets. It's very, very funny. And then all these like Harry Styles stans and SNL fans were like messaging Sara Lee Bread's page, Instagram page. Like,
love it.
All this like gay in jokes from that sketch. And they were like deleting comments, which is very funny.
And they shut off comments, I think, after a while.
God,
I love
so
it.
Stupid. So I'm like, good. Embrace it. It's a good thing. But what I thought was kind of interesting was like, and it kind of touches on this thing around this like, cruz issue around like happy to use the pride flag when it suits you, you know. And I feel like people have been like those kind of like radical fun Twitter queers have been a bit more like critical of Harry Styles kind of coming out because he hasn't been very like clear around his bisexuality in a way that maybe could like be very helpful, but is definitely like silently benefiting from it in a weird way.
Totally. Yeah.
And I thought it was kind of interesting seeing him like do such a gay sketch on SNL and just play like a very openly gay character. And a gay, and still in a way that's like, just admit it, Harry. Just talk about it. But also in a way that's like, I'm kind of rolling with it now. And like being kind of robust with it. And I was like, this is interesting. I think anyone who's been like in the media in that way when they were a teenager will have issues around it, surely.
Yeah. And I think, well, I think he enjoys the teasing out of this thing.
Yes.
For sure. And it's part of the narrative of who he is as a star.
And it's giving him talkability.
Yeah. And he is, I reckon he's so hot. I don't know what happened. Something flipped for me and I'm just like, all about it.
I love that you're like excusing it. I like that you're excusing him because you're just like, because he's hot.
He's hot.
And you're like a giggly girl right now. It's appalling.
That really bisexual video was really hot as well.
I remember when 1D was huge and
I was all in on Zayn.
I was
back in the day.
My sister was like a huge 1D fan.
Mm.
Like crazy, like really got into it. Like bought tickets to the concert, screaming that whole like that whole thing. And I would have been not out, but keeping a close eye on Harry at the time because I think we would have been like, I would have been like maybe a little bit older or the same age
as Harry.
Yeah, how old is he? Please don't say 22.
I think he's maybe the oldest. I'm going to say 24.
Hey Siri.
Oh no.
How old is Harry Styles? Was the last time I asked Siri a question? Also an
Harry
age question.
Harry Styles is 25 years old.
Fuck!
It's not too bad.
I'm gutted. I'm 4 years older than him.
Yeah.
I'm gutted about that.
There was this part in the conference today where they had these like invited questioners who were, I think, fresh graduates of like film degrees. And so there was like a panel going on and they were like, everyone was invited to ask questions, but they'd be designated as the questioners. And then this one girl was like, when she was asking a question, she was like, who else here is under 25? Raise your hand. And I was like, fuck you.
It's
like, shut up.
Thank you for being here.
Yeah.
I hate.
Get out of it.
Who else here is under 25? Okay, first of all, thank you for being here. Yes. I remember going to a...
I was like, I basically am. A lot of people say I read as 24.
Oh man, I'm gutted that he's 25. All those 1D guys are 25?
You might have a bit of a variety. I doubt they'd be all the exact same age. No, Chris, no.
Hey Siri,
I reckon Zayn's the oldest and Louis the youngest.
Who is the old? Who is the eldest member of One Direction?
Okay, I found this on the web for who is the eldest.
No, I want like a. I want Siri to tell me. You know, I hate when they just give me a blank response. And a YouTube link. Oh,
YouTube link? You absolutely... I hate if that you when you know, search for a bloody answer to a question and it's like, oh, an entire
watch
list of all
seven
the...
seven-minute video.
Yeah.
I'm watching The Crown.
How are you? I've been watching it for the first time. And by watching it, I mean going in and out of the room while my flatmate watches it while I play Pokemon Sword.
I mean, I will agree that it's colonial propaganda, and I understand that, but I do love it.
Yeah.
It's beautiful.
It's beautiful,
and I've watched 5 episodes in one day.
Do you think Charles will become the king, or do you think when the queen dies, we're going to have an actual moment where we discuss...
Whether we need it.
Will New Zealand become a republic then? Because can we be bothered changing all our money? You know what I mean?
Yeah, oh my God.
Imagine all your coins. Charles on the back.
Such a good point that when Elizabeth dies... I was thinking about this today because I was watching videos about like what happens when the queen dies and stuff, because I was just becoming this full royal buzz, which happened last time. Mm. And I knew it happened last time. I was like, I'll be very careful it won't happen this time, but it has happened. I think we will question our own, you know, whether we could become a republic. And
yeah.
At that point, I think it just like raises the question.
She's been alive for so long. She's been queen for so long, like through so
many. The longest running monarch of all time.
And there's been so many massive changes. And we were born into a world where she was like a constant. Like the idea of
any power right now.
She did have power though, because recently Boris Johnson had to go ask for her permission to suspend Parliament.
Yes.
So she does have power.
Yeah,
how fucked up that anyone ever has power because of their blood.
That's wild.
It's truly disgusting. I mean,
she's got a lot of continuity in terms of like she's been the head of state for that country for so long that she is a fairly informed person, but is nuts because of her blood. But she is pretty clued up on it all. I guess she's got all these fucking advisors and shit, but it is nuts. And I don't know. I do wonder. It's weird that it's Charles and then the next... Oh, then it's William.
As well.
And then it's George?
Crazy.
And we're going to have our first gay king.
Who's that? Someone I was talking to about this the other day, they reckon when she dies, they'll pass it straight to Will. They'll skip Charles.
Do you reckon? There's all that gossip. I love it. This is becoming like a...
This is actually a royal gossip podcast now.
The royal... Here's the tea. British tea.
Jesus Christ.
Hey, let's end this royal chat. Are you enjoying RuPaul's Drag Race UK?
It's been such a fucking sick season.
It's been a breath of
I've been really enjoying. I really loved all of the queens. Really loved. Even Bag of Chips, even though she was mean to her mum, I still kind of like... I don't know. Part of me thought
it was none of that show's business to dive into it. Yeah. I was like, you don't know. And also because of like, I mean, I don't want to presume or like project or anything, but like, I don't know. I just feel like the idea of like a queer kid and their mum is like a very particular relationship, and you shouldn't just be like, should be cheery and happy. I'm like, you know well that it's never that case, you know?
What's the concept of that very challenge where they bring in family members? It's like, yeah, some people have charismatic people in their family. Some people are the only charismatic member of their family.
I keep thinking like, who would be...
Who would they pull in for you?
I'm like, how I would deal. I mean, could you imagine Gay Parker on that show?
She would be great.
I just don't... I mean, this is me in this reality. I know how to do drag makeup, but I'm like, I could not imagine putting my mum into drag.
My mum would absolutely hate it. And I would do that. I would do what Bag Chips does and try and overcompensate.
Your dad would be amazing.
My dad would be gold. G-O-L-D, gold.
Paint them gold, and then also, could you imagine, like, there would be some beautiful political message that would just run down that runway.
Oh my gosh.
Heaven. Yeah. I've loved it. Who do you think will win on the count of three? Say it. 1, 2, 3. The
Bag
Vivian.
Of Chips. Neither of us said Davina. I think Davina's storyline has been kind of a winner's storyline a bit.
True. I don't know why I didn't say Davina. I think I just, like... Vivian's been such a favorite for a long time.
She's such a polished run.
Polished queen. Like maybe not the warmest personality, but definitely super charismatic in like acting challenges.
Maybe the reason I'm backing Bagger is because I'm like, the first winner of RuPaul's Drag Race UK should represent the UK. And I just don't think you get more like British than she is.
But isn't she's Bagger like an Tory?
That is true. She's also, get this, 29 years old. She reads as 45, I reckon.
It's that yellow coat and like Brinley can do a really good impersonation of like the Queen's talking on, and it's like it's really funny to like, because I feel like that lots of people talk like they're on American Drag Race now. They're like, come through, mum, and like all that, you know, all the time. And it's like very funny for it to be like, all right, yeah, I'm feeling absolutely sickening. Like, I love that.
RuPaul comes to the workroom. I'm absolutely delighted.
I like love that maybe people could like start adopting and appropriating like that kind of like, like imagine if we start like talking like that at I'm never at the clubs, but at the clubs. I'm 29 and my mood reads as like 50.
Yeah.
Like my favorite thing to do in the world at the moment is cook a 2-hour dinner.
Wow.
And like settle down with some cheese.
You have been cooking some good stuff recently. I've seen it on your gram.
I was talking to my therapist about it. He's like, are you doing anything to like distract your mind at the moment? I was like, I was in the kitchen for 8 hours the other day. And he's like, that'd be it. And I was like, it's good to know.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
What sort of stuff are you cooking?
Cakes. Baking? We're talking food. We're talking... I like both of it. I mean, I tried to make a...
He's versatile.
I guess what I'm trying to say is I'm versatile, savory and sweet. I was trying to do like this like date and hazelnut cake.
Yummy.
And it was like kind of... It had like toffee through it.
Oh, yeah.
And honestly, I was like, this recipe is cursed. Like, I just like did none of it made sense. And I was like, I was furious at the book. And I was like, maybe I'm... You know, outgrowing the master, so to speak.
Wow.
But I would love to become like a competent cook. I feel like that would be a good goal. Like, I want to be great at cooking. Maybe I'll do a cooking course.
2020?
Feminism 2020?
Feminism 2020.
You should go the year is cursed because of that fucking conference.
Do you really mean 2020
it,
but, yet?
Why do they mean it like 2020 vision or like 2020 the next year?
Yeah, it must be. Oh, what are they? Oh. I don't even want to give them a shred of more time.
What do you want to get good at?
What do I want to get good at? I'd love to... Oh, I don't even know. Like,
It's a hard question. I just feel like, I don't know.
I'd love to make interesting hummuses and dips. You know, like bring a homemade thing. You need like a...
You need a food processor.
Yeah, that's it.
I reckon you've got a long way to go.
Yeah, huge. I would say my current status is I can do kiwi onion dip, and that's it.
Really?
I've never made another different dip than that. I've made a guac.
I've made a guac, and I'm feeling absolutely sickening about it.
What would you like to get good at?
Well, I just want to get good at cooking, I think, and like being able to I can't smell, sense different notes in a scent, and I can't taste different flavors in a drink, and I would love to be able to be like, can you get that kind of grassy thing in me? Be like, yes, but I can't. I'm always like, I lie.
I've had a new thought. What I want to be, I'd love to be really good at running. I really like. I'd love
you ran
to. 30 I've been posting
Ks?
Them.
Is that how far you ran, or you ran for 30 minutes?
I ran for 30 minutes. I ran for 5.5, maybe 6.
That's amazing.
Yeah, and I'm getting faster, and I really enjoy it. You know, some people hate it, and I've really discovered it is.
It's your thing.
It's my thing. So
it's funny when you clock into the thing, you're like, I'm actually really enjoying this. I'm going to keep at it. That's the cooking thing for me at the moment. I'm just like, I'm loving to cook. I will continue to cook.
Yeah,
I will cook until everyone is fed.
Yeah, yum.
Maybe I could become like, that could be my shtick, as I'm like the quirky cooking comic. Sorry, I won't be. Okay. I couldn't even get it out.
And that's going to be me. I'm going to be the comic on the run. You can never catch him. I love to do more destination runs. You know where you go?
Like a destination wedding.
Yeah, like a destination wedding.
Well, that's like when I wanted to go for a hike or a trek.
Mm.
And I couldn't work out the difference if it was a hike or a trek.
Have you been to that dam in the Waitakere's? We went there the other day.
I reckon we're heading into the witching hour of our podcast.
This is the bit where we absolutely should end it. And
but one more thing. Do you know I've bought this like new shampoo.
Oh, is it a bar, not a bottle?
It's a bar, not a bottle.
Yeah. I think you told me.
It's
great.
So good. I would recommend it.
What is it? What does it smell like?
Grapefruit.
Yummy.
Yeah, it's pink. It's called Pinkalicious, I think, or something like that.
Oh, yeah.
It's called Ethic.
How do you
ensure? I'm like basically baiting for a sponsorship.
Just for me, like when you depart from like Head and Shoulders, how do you ensure that
dandruff's
under control?
I had literally this thought today. Yeah. I was like, they need to make an anti-dandruff block. But then I've been like, this has so far been not an issue.
Yeah.
I feel like...
I don't have much dandruff,
but I feel like my dandruff is an issue from sweating and not showering. Like, so do a workout.
Yeah.
Scalp gets sort of like sweaty and dry and then becomes flaky.
When mine gets bad, it's absolutely shocking.
It is the Alps on my
and
shoulders.
And I'm like a creep who, like, if I'm alone, I'll just see how much I can watch it for. I'm the same.
It's beautiful. And that's just dust, isn't it?
You're just
creating dust.
It's just skin dust. Isn't it crazy that there's millions and millions of mites on your face at all times as well? Just
so gross stuff. Fucking filthy, yeah.
Fuck yeah.
But I started getting into the whole range. I bought a bar deodorant.
Amazing.
And a conditioner, and a soap, and a body butter. How
would you ever make your own
deodorant? Yeah. Not if they can make it for me.
That's a good point. That's a really good point, actually.
Don't make anything that someone can make better for you.
I've actually got a plug.
Massive.
Huge, eh? I'm doing Movember, and it's kind of, what do you reckon? You wouldn't even notice. What do you reckon?
I didn't notice. Wow, it's really slow.
It's been so slow, and I thought I had quite a hairy face, but I don't.
It's even. It's so even.
Yeah.
It's
really itchy and annoying at the moment.
I'm sorry.
Can
I have a closer look?
Yeah, absolutely. Peering.
Oh, well, now that I'm closer, I can see it. Yeah. It's long.
I have to clean shave the rest of my face, which I don't normally do. Normally, I just trim it to stubble, but if there's any stubble, it genuinely doesn't look like there's anything on my top lip, even though I've been growing it for 20 days.
You need some hair mascara or something to like colour it in.
Yeah. Draw
it
in.
I think it's quite nice. It's a nice experiment. I've always wanted to know what mine would do.
Yeah.
Could you imagine? Do you reckon you were ever in a reality be like, maybe this will work and suit me? Do you think you'll keep it?
I mean, the whole point of doing Movember, yes, charity, but also to see if it looks good. No, I don't think so. At this point, no way. But who knows? Next podcast, maybe
how much
changed.
Have you fundraised?
$70.
Oh, that's good.
It's not bad.
And I meant to. Didn't have.
I was like, I'll grow the mustache and I'll also do the run the 60Ks, which is the other thing you can do. And so far, I have run 11 kilometers.
But you're loving the run.
But I am loving the run. I actually have done another run which I didn't record. So I'm probably more on like 18 because I did quite a long one at the start.
Well, then, if you're listening and you want to support Eli and his moustache, then you can go to his... What are the details, Eli?
My MoSpace. If you go to...
Go to his MoSpace.
If you go to my Instagram, it's actually the link in my bio. God, we absolutely have to wrap this shit up.
Absolutely.
Thank you so much for listening.
Queen of the Week to Olivia Colman. Goodbye.
I'm sorry, Mom. It's not a phase.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.